At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in My Lowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
State ascoltando SBS Italian.
Sono Dario Castaldo in studio insieme ad Andrea Pagani. Voi siete all'ascolto del programma italiano di radio SBS in questo mercoledì 12 novembre 2025 e nel programma radiofonico più italo-australiano che c'è. Oggi ci chiediamo come ci si senta ad essere italo-australiani dell'anno, o meglio non ce lo chiediamo tra noi visto che non lo siamo, o almeno non ancora, ma lo chiediamo direttamente a Katie Drago, Technical Specialist for Library Programs and Events alla Biblioteca di Canterbury Bankstown.
E in questo ruolo Katie organizza eventi per uno dei comuni più popolosi e multiculturali di Sydney, in cui sono rappresentate oltre 129 nazionalità e si parlano 200 lingue. Quest'anno uno degli eventi a cui Katie ha lavorato è stato Let's Go Italian.
Let's Go, it's an initiative that we run every year as council, so we try to run it every year and we celebrate a different culture every year. This year, my personal favorite, obviously, was Italian. So we celebrated Italy. They generally run for 3 months. And I was the lead on the project, which gave me the reins, if you can look at it that way, to sort of, promote the culture and involve contributors from all around Sydney. Italy's always viewed as, the food capital, the music capital of the world, or in my eyes anyway. We had cooking classes, art lessons, music and author talks as well, and they went down really well. And even gelato demonstrations for kids. So there was a mixture of events for both adults and children.
E insomma, quando a Katie è stata prospettata l'idea di dedicare l'edizione 2025 di questa rassegna multiculturale all'Italia, l'entusiasmo è stato grande per lei, nata in Australia ma cresciuta in una famiglia dalla fortissima componente italiana.
Through my mum. She was born in Italy and my grandparents on both sides were from Italy. So grew up in an Italian household because my grandparents lived with us and they were from Calabria. So although I learned a little bit of proper Italian, as I call it, or Northern Italian, we mainly spoke Calabrese in the house. So it was the first language I spoke, actually. So when I went to school, although I was born in Australia and my dad was born here, I was put in ESL because I was struggling with English. I'm sad to find out that it's dying over there. The dialect is dying off, but yeah, hopefully I can pass it on to my children as well, but they find it amusing. They find words quite funny.
Insomma, a casa Drago si parlava calabrese e Katie era stata invitata al concerto di cui abbiamo parlato anche noi qui nel programma italiano di SBS che il Comites di Sydney aveva organizzato lo scorso 30 ottobre al Camel Lounge di Marrickville, il jukebox italiano. E mentre appunto il jukebox italiano veniva messo in scena da Carlotta Cent'anni, dall'area Pipitone e i Mocambo Jam, per Katie era in serbo una sorpresa.
They just invited me to go to the club there. It was an Italian music concert And they said, oh, we'll be announcing the Italian-Australian of the year. And I thought, oh, amazing, And yeah, then I started getting a few hints and I thought, what's happening here? And yeah, it was me. I still can't believe it, I'll be honest with you, because I sort of think you just feel like I haven't done enough, although they feel it is, But I'm really glad that they're proud of, it was a huge team effort, don't get me wrong, but leading this project was so special.
E allora torniamo alla domanda dalla quale siamo partiti. Come ci si sente ad essere nominati Italo Australian of the Year?
Beyond fantastic, very unexpected, very surprising, a big surprise. And yeah, it's a huge honor. Would have never expected it in a million years. I still feel overwhelmed, as you can probably tell, but I'm just very shy by nature. So although I love doing events and I'm very out there, it's really hard to accept recognition. So I've been struggling with this, but no, I'm really proud of it.
Insomma, tante emozioni per Katie Drago per questo riconoscimento inatteso che le ha anche offerto nuova energia, nuova linfa per continuare a lavorare per promuovere la cultura e la comunità italo-australiana.
That's actually really important to me and I'd love to reach out to them and ask, if there's anything I can do to promote Italian culture further, especially outside of my work as well, because obviously through council, I mean, yes, we love continuing these events, but every year can't be something Italian, and so I'm conscious of that. So even in my own time, I live in an area where there are a lot more Italians as well, so I would love to maybe work with other organisations as well and, you know, keep promoting the language and the culture throughout Sydney.
E questa era Kathy Drago, Technical Specialist for Library Programs and Events alla Biblioteca di Canterbury Bankstown ed eletta Italo-Australiana dell'anno dal Comites di Sydney. L'ha intervistata per noi Massimiliano Gugole. Questa chiacchierata, questo servizio, questa intervista sarà disponibile sotto forma di podcast al termine del programma sul nostro sito sbs.com.au/italian e poi nel corso della giornata anche sulla nostra pagina Facebook. facebook.com/sbsitalian, nonché su tutte le app per podcast preferite.
Cliccate mi piace, condividete, commentate, seguite SBS Italian su Facebook.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.